Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Please.
Yeah, come on, give us a sneak preview.
Okay.
I'll get it.
Oh, my son, the scholar.
Yeah. Do I look okay?
Oh, Alice, isn't he handsome? I just can't believe you're finishing high school.
Seems like only yesterday just starting. The way I figure my age, it was.
Yeah, and just think, 4 more years, he'd be graduating from college.
If I make the grades.
Oh, you'll make the grades, all right.
You're sure, huh?
Sure, because you'll have the incentive. If you don't, we'll kill you.
It came! Finally came!
What came?
This package. What's in this package is gonna make me $1,000,000.
How about that? You were going to make $1,000,000 from hair tonic?
It's not just hair tonic. It's neat and natural hair tonic. If you want to look neat, this can't be beat.
I never heard of it.
Me either.
Well, you can't buy it in stores, only from us independent dealers.
Bobby, how do you plan to make $1,000,000 from this?
Very simple. I bought each bottle for $1. And the Neat and Natural Company guarantees that I could sell each one for $2. So I sell all 24 bottles, I make $24. I sell 1,000,000 bottles, I make $1,000,000.
I think he's been using that stuff on his own head and it went soft.
Bobby, how did you get involved in something like this? These things are just gimmicks to get your money.
Not this one. There was a big ad in my magazine.
Gonna make $1,000,000 with that junk.
Boy, is he dumb. He's going into college, doesn't even know a thing about business.
Listen, young man, I'm afraid there are a lot of things you don't know yourself. You're going to find out the hard way that it's not all that easy making $1,000,000.
I didn't say it was going to be easy. I know it's going to take weeks and weeks of hard work. Maybe even months.
Let's see. 2 × 12 = 24. 4 × 12 = 48. Let's see now. 6 × 12...
72.
Thanks.
Cindy, could you do your homework a little bit more quietly?
I'm not doing homework. I'm figuring out how much money I'm gonna make.
Doing what?
Going into business. I'm gonna be a millionaire like Bobby.
I think that 1 millionaire in the family's enough.
Just how do you plan to make your million, Cindy?
I got the idea passing Mr. Kirby's pet shop. I'm gonna raise rabbits.
You're gonna raise rabbits?
Sure, on account of how they multiply.
Oh. Takes a lot of multiplying to make $1,000,000.
Look, I start with 2 rabbits. They have babies, and their babies have babies, and then their babies have babies.
And then the health department comes over and condemns our house.
Oliver, try just 1 bottle of this amazing tonic, and you have my personal guarantee that every girl at school will fall at your feet.
Well, I would, except for 2 things.
What?
Number 1, I'm busted. Number 2, I'm too young to mess with girls.
Oh. Well, in that case, how'd you like to make some money?
Well, sure, how?
By going to work for me. See, now I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to have an assistant.
Me, an assistant millionaire? Wow! How much do I get paid?
Well, not much at first.
How much is not much?
Nothing.
I can make nothing doing nothing.
Well, listen, you don't understand. See, first you'd start with on-the-job training. Then you'd start making money.
Okay, it's a deal.
Hi, Greg. You know, I'm really worried about you.
Me too.
What are you worried about?
Your appearance for graduation Friday.
Oh? Anything in particular?
Yeah, your unruly hair.
I see, and I suppose you two have the answer to the unruly condition of my hair.
Very possible. The answer is a bottle of Neat and Natural hair tonic.
Just what I figured. But I'm sorry, I'm not interested. I'm just gonna have to graduate unruly.
But no, I'm even getting first crack at my limited supply.
Because you're a relative.
I'm gonna be among the first to say goodbye.
You had your chance.
Yeah.
Mom, look what I got.
What in the world, Allison?
Rabbits. Those are rabbits.
I named them Romeo and Juliet. I'm going to sell their babies to Mr. Kirby at the pet store for $1 each.
Did Mr. Kirby say he'd buy them?
Not yet, but I'm sure he will, because he can sell them to other people for $3 each.
How can you be so sure?
He sold these to me for $3 each.
I think it's Mr. Kirby that's going to be the millionaire.
Cindy, I hope you understand that Romeo and Juliet are going to be your responsibility.
Don't worry, Mom. I'll take really good care of them. I'll keep them right up in my room.
What about your two sisters?
They can stay, too.
I was referring to the noise and the smell.
Don't worry. The rabbits will get used to it.
Oh, Cindy. I think it'll be a lot less complicated if we move the rabbits onto the service porch.
That's even a better idea. Do you hear that? You're going to get first floor accommodations.
Now watch me. Pay close attention to my expert sales technique and learn. Madame, are you tired of your hair being an unruly mess? Dry?
That's not hard to learn. Hey, Bobby, the sign says no peddlers or agents. Does that mean us?
Of course not. We're salesmen.
Yeah?
Sir, would you like to buy this
sign? Can't you read, kid? The sign says no peddlers nor agents.
Yeah, but I'm a salesman.
A salesman's a peddler. Now scram.
Hey, then, sir, maybe you could talk to Oliver here.
Oh? You're not a peddler agent?
No, sir.
And what are you?
I'm just a little boy.
What do you want?
It's not what we want, sir. It's what you want. A bottle of Neat and Natural hair tonic.
It keeps your hair well-groomed all day.
I'm a night watchman. I sleep all day.
Well, it works at night, too.
Sorry, I'm not interested.
But, sir! Sir, don't you want to look well-groomed for your job?
I told you, I'm a night watchman. Who needs to look good for a burglar?
Well, if the burglar scares you, this will keep your hair from standing on end.
Not my hair.
Millionaire business.
Awful. I didn't make a single sale.
Well, after all, it's only your first day.
Yeah, and it's also my last day.
You don't mean you're quitting?
Yeah, I'm a failure.
Bobby, you stop that. Listen, you know, there's an old saying, quitters never win, and winners never quit.
Yeah, that's corny, Mom.
Well, it may be corny, but it's also true. Listen, honey, the great ones never quit, no matter how rough things get. Now, take Thomas Edison, for instance. Did he quit?
No.
How about the Wright brothers? Did they quit?
No.
And how about Carl Mahakian?
Carl Mahakian? Never heard of him.
That's right, because he quit. It's a joke. Anyway, I am trying to prove a point. If you really believe in something, if you really want to do it, you've got to hang in there.
Boy, I wish I had as much confidence in me as you do. Thanks for the advice, Mom.
Well, it's a little big, but you'll grow into it.
Boy, giving me your Letterman sweater, I really appreciate it, Greg.
Well, look, I'm graduating, and you'll be going to West End. But this letter comes off. You'll have to earn your own.
Don't worry. I'll earn one in some sport.
Yeah, chasing girls.
Hi.
Hi.
What's the matter with you?
I'm a failure. That's what's the matter with me.
Bob, you're not old enough to be a failure yet.
Well, I got an early start.
You didn't sell any of your hair tonic, huh?
Not a drop.
Well, cheer up. You'll sell some.
Are you kidding? I can sell a bag of peanuts to a starving elephant.
Bobby, look, I've been thinking. You're right. I gotta look my best for graduation. I really need a bottle of that stuff.
You're just doing it because you feel sorry for me.
No, look. My hair's unruly. It's dry, brittle. Right, Peter?
It's practically a fire hazard.
I'd like to buy a bottle, Bobby.
You sure you're not doing it just out of charity?
Would I give up my hard-earned cash if I didn't really want it?
I guess not. You're pretty cheap.
Thanks.
Hey, Peter, you could use a bottle too, huh?
Sorry, there's something I gotta do right away.
What?
Leave.
Boy, some brother. Oh, that'll be $2.
Oh, yeah.
$2.
Oh, all right. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Hey, aren't you gonna put some of that on?
Yeah, later.
See, just like I thought, you're just doing it because you feel sorry for me.
Bobby, I said I didn't.
Well, then put some on.
Okay.
Here, I'll help you.
I can do it myself.
I want to give you free customer service. Come on.
Bobby, I can do it myself.
Just want to make sure it's done right.
Don't worry, I'll do it right.
That's not enough. I want you to be an example for the whole neighborhood to see.
Bobby, not so much.
It's all right. Don't worry about using too much. You know where you can always get more.
Yeah.
Oops. Use this stuff twice a day and you'll be Mr. Cool of Westdale High. This stuff is...
Hey, Bobby, what's the towel for?
It's a good for your hair follicle. See you later.
Where are you going? Oh. Orange. Tomorrow's graduation and I got orange hair. Bobby? Bobby, where are you? Come on out, you can't hide forever.
Hey, Greg, what are you doing down there?
Clobber Bobby, I'm gonna clobber him.
Hey, do you know your hair is orange?
No!
What happened?
Bobby's hair tonic.
You sure couldn't be a standout student at graduation.
Very funny. Has either of you seen Bobby?
Greg! What happened to your hair?
Bobby's hair tonic.
Bobby's hair tonic? You mean you actually bought some of that junk?
No, only because I felt kind of sorry for him. But now I really feel sorry for him because he's about to have a fatal accident.
Greg, do you want to borrow this for your graduation? It'll match your hair.
My assistant has to help me feed them and keep their cage clean. You want the job?
How much does it pay?
10 cents for each baby rabbit I sell.
Boy, I make a lot of money!
Except I already have a job as Bobby's assistant.
Have you seen Bobby?
No. Ew, what happened to your hair?
This junk. Ooh, I'm gonna tear him limb from limb when I find him.
I think I'll be your assistant. Bobby doesn't have much of a future now.
Okay, you feed Romeo and I'll feed Juliet.
Now, which one's which?
Gee, I'm not sure.
Well, how's everything going in Bunnyland?
Not so good. We can't figure out which one's Romeo and which one's Juliet.
Oh, well, Juliet's the fat one. She's the one that's going to have the babies.
But they're both fat.
Hey, maybe they're both going to have babies.
No, I doubt that.
Why?
Well, Romeos don't have babies.
Why not?
Well, I'll explain it to you after dinner, Oliver, okay?
You know something, Cindy?
What?
I think your mom has a problem about discussing sex.
What are you doing there?
Hiding from Gray.
Why?
You don't know?
Know what?
He's planning to eliminate one of your dependents, me.
What are you talking about?
Mom! Have you seen... There he is.
Greg.
Come here, Bobby.
Greg, wait a minute. What happened to your hair?
This happened to my hair. Oh, now, you stand still, coward.
Oh, no, no, coward. I'm still not getting killed.
Now, wait a minute, you two. Let's not have any bloodshed.
Yeah, especially my blood.
Greg, stop it.
Well, what am I going to do about my hair?
Oh, well, I don't know. Leave your brother alone and we'll try to figure something out.
I knew something like this was going to happen, Bobby.
Well, why did you tell me?
Well, here, let me see the bottle. There's an address here. Now, look, why don't we call the Neat Natural Hair Tonic Company? Maybe this happened to some of their other customers.
Good thinking, Mom.
Yeah, good thinking. Look, I'll try information.
Listen, Greg, I'm really sorry. I mean, I didn't know something like this was going to happen.
Yeah, I guess you couldn't know.
Of course not. It could have been worse.
I'd like to know how.
Could have turned green.
You're real comforting.
I see. Yeah. Thank you, operator. Well, the Neat and Natural Company had its phone disconnected.
No.
Bobby, I knew it was going to be some sort of shady outfit.
I was really jerked to fall for that ad in the magazine.
Well, what am I going to do about tomorrow, Mom? It's graduation.
Well, Greg, have you tried to wash that stuff out of your hair?
No, I've been too busy looking for this dumb head. So for your sake, it better work.
Oh, Bobby, better say your prayers.
It didn't work. I washed it 5 times and it didn't work.
Well, at least you got squeaky clean hair. I bet it grows out in 6 to 8 months.
Fantastic. Now, what do I do in the meantime?
Well, you can shave your head and pretend you're a bowling ball.
It looks like Lucille Ball.
It didn't wash out, huh, honey?
If anything, it got brighter orange.
Well, look, I called the Better Business Bureau about that Neat Natural Hair Tonic Company.
Yeah, well, what'd they say?
The FDA closed them down.
Oh, well, now's a great time to find out.
Well, there is one consolation. I mean, outside of the color, it's not going to hurt your hair or your scalp.
Well, what about graduation? I can't go out in public like this.
Well, I do have a solution. It might be a little embarrassing, but I think it'll work.
Mother, I couldn't possibly get any more embarrassed than I already am. Sees me in here. Couldn't we just go home and do the dye job?
And make it look worse than it is? No, Greg, we've got to let a professional do it. Look, wait here. I'll see if I can get him to do it in private, okay?
Okay. Hurry up.
All right.
Sure, I like this hairstyle.
Oh, Gretchen, it's going to look great, and it's
going
to look so good.
But there's Greg. Greg Brady in a beauty parlor? Hi, Greg.
Hi, Susie. Gretchen. Well, what you doing here?
Getting our hair done for graduation tonight. What are you doing here?
I'm just waiting for my mother.
Isn't the weather a little warm to be wearing a ski hat?
Not if you're going skiing.
But there's no snow this time of year.
Well, no sense waiting till the last minute. Don't let me hold you two girls up. I'm sure you have more important things to do.
Greg, you're acting very strange.
Oh, weird is more the word.
Look, something's up. Can you two keep a secret?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I see, I came in here with my mother because she has this problem. Are you sure you can keep a secret?
Oh, sure.
Positive.
Okay.
Greg? Greg, listen. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Can she take care of it in private, Mom?
Yes, but I thought it was our secret.
Oh, don't worry. Susie and Gretchen won't tell.
Oh, never. Wild horses couldn't drag it out of us.
Sweet.
Let's see graduation, girls. Okay. Let's go, Mom.
Bye.
Bye. Could you tell that Mrs. Brady was wearing a wig?
Never.
Who would ever think that underneath it, that poor woman's completely bald?
Hi, kids. How'd it go at the pet shop?
Awful. Mr. Kirby said Juliet can't have babies.
What's her problem?
She's not a her, he's a him.
That's quite a problem.
Now I'm stuck with two Romeos and no Juliet.
I think you better change their name. How about Romeo and Julius?
Mr. Kirby won't buy back Romeo and Julius.
How come?
He says he has too many rabbits already.
Boy, am I a loser.
Quit complaining. I'm a two-time loser.
You guys are about to see a fortune go down the drain.
What are you going to do?
Mom told me to pour it all out. There goes my millions.
Well, that's life. Just like that. From Diamond Jim to bankrupt Bobby. Sorry about that.
I'm bankrupt too, Bobby.
Oh, yeah? How come?
Because Juliet's a boy and Mr. Kirby's a fink.
In other words, my rabbits can't have babies and Mr. Kirby won't buy them back.
Okay, Bobby. You're off the hook.
Greg, your hair's back to normal.
Yeah.
That's Greg.
Bobby, no! What are you doing?
Listen, I'm really sorry. I can't tell. I'll dry him off.
Hey, look!
That stuff turned him orange.
Hey, well, don't worry about it. Tonic won't hurt him. Mom checked it out.
Yeah, but what am I going to do with orange rabbits?
Maybe Mom will get him an appointment at the beauty parlor.
I think I've got it.
What?
A solution to our millionaire problems. This is fantastic. I knew it would work, you guys.
Bobby's the greatest.
He's a financial genius.
What happened? Where'd you get the check?
We sold Cindy's rabbits back to Mr. Kirby at the pet shop.
I thought Mr. Kirby had enough rabbits.
Enough ordinary rabbits, but not orange ones.
Neat and natural orange.
Don't tell me those rabbits got into the shower with Greg.
I got all my money back too, Mom.
How?
You see, I sold all the rest of my hair tonic to Mr. Kirby so he could make more orange rabbits. It's harmless and it'll grow out. You said so.
Yeah.
You know, I got an idea. If we bought a carload of rabbits and a carload of that hair tonic...
Oh, that's a fantastic idea!
Bobby!
How could you think it's such a stupid idea?
What are we gonna do with the money?
I know! I saw it in an ad in a newspaper! We can make a fortune raising worms!
You mean orange worms!
Have you decided what college you're going to yet?
No, not yet. You two are just going to have to wait and see who gets my room.
I know what to do with your room, so they won't have to fight over it.
What's that, Oliver?
Make it into a guest room.
Who'd be the guest?
Me, Cousin Oliver. Oh, gosh, it was only a suggestion.